This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Good morning. In the headlines, the national minimum wage in Barbados will be increased from June 1st. The NUPW urges government to accelerate plans to roll out its building maintenance program. Barbados' most recent political party will not contest the May 21st by-election. Baka slams vulgar crop over, releases and urges artists to raise the bar. And Kamla Prasad Besesar sworn in as Trinidad and Tobago's 9th Prime Minister. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. From June 1st, the national minimum wage will be increased. The announcement was made by Minister of Labour, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan, at the Barbados Workers' Union May Day celebrations at Poole Woods in St. John. Mr. Jordan acknowledged that this will allow citizens to keep pace with rising prices in Barbados.
So that those at the very bottom, those who work hard but are at the bottom of the earning level, will have an opportunity to have their wages raised to a level that allows them to keep pace with rising prices. And so the order that the draft order that you've seen publicized will indicate to you that that minimum wage will move from $8.50 to $10.50. A significant increase in the national minimum wage, and the sectoral rate for security officers will also increase by a similar percentage.
Minister of Labour, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan. The National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, is urging government to fast-track plans for its building maintenance policy to protect the health and safety of public sector workers. In its Labour Day message, General Secretary Richard Green says the union remains committed to advancing and protecting workers' rights. He explained that there have been several environmental issues within the public sector.
Similar to all reforms, there is need for reform of the occupational safety and health provisions for all workers. This union is pressed with several environmental complaints in many government buildings and across the public service. This union will insist that government expedite its plans for the promised building maintenance policy with greater urgency and to increase employee wellness programs.
He added that the NUPW is finalizing a performance incentive plan which could serve as a model for implementation across the wider public sector.
The NUPW is cautiously working towards the completion of a performance incentive plan for the workers of the Sanitation Service Authority. With the SSA, we are working through the finest details to get it right the first time. This model potentially is a template for other incentive plans that can be applied throughout the public service to improve worker productivity and innovative methods of compensation.
General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green. The Conservative Barbados Leadership Party will no longer be contesting the St. James North seat for the May 21st by-election. In an update with Starcom Network News, CBL President Corey Beckel says the party is focusing on building itself.
So we will not be fielding a candidate. We discussed it as an executive, and we decided that even though we do have long-term plans to be running in the next general elections, at this time, we will focus on building the party and continuing our work in the communities all over Barbados.
President of the Conservative Barbados Leadership Party, Corey Beckles. President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Sean Apache Carter, has weighed in on growing public concern over what some are calling vulgar content in new cropover releases. Two songs recently released by well-known local artists have stirred debate with several members of the public, raising concerns about their explicit nature. Mr. Carter says he's disappointed in what he's seen and heard from the artists.
to prominent artists, to very talented artists, and they don't think that they need to go in this direction for likes or for popularity or even to get hit in the what I would call the subculture. It does nothing for them as artists, as excellent artists as well, the creative artists that they are. I think they're taking the path of least resistance. It's very easy to write smut, but it does nothing for them personally. Whether it is the two prominent videos I would have seen, one is from a female, one is from a male. It does nothing for them, for their career. And I think that both of them are capable of doing a lot better. So it's very, very disappointing. Personally, and from a perspective of Baka, I don't support it. Baka does not support it.
Mr. Carter made it clear that while Baka supports artistic expression, it does not condone music that lowers the standard of local creative output. He urged artists to aim higher.
So my encouragement to the artists going into, I know we now started to receive songs at the radio stations, artists are now dropping the songs and stuff like that. I would encourage artists to, you know, when you know better, you do better. And these two artists, they definitely know better and they should do better. So we would not support or condone some of the smut that we are seeing and hearing at this time.
President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Sean Apache Carter. Barbadians living across the diaspora are being encouraged to get engaged in positive activities within communities abroad. Creative and marketing professional Barbadian Juran Paris says this is the way forward to market the island and build relationships. Paris, now also a Canadian citizen, told Starcom Network News there was increasing interest in the island, which prompted him to get more involved in various efforts.
You may find that the big city may intimidate you, but all you need to do is start something. And once others can see it, I think people will generally get involved because, you know, it depends on the cause, right? If it seems like it is worthy, I think people will just gravitate towards that. Once you have a proper purpose and cause, I think people will gravitate towards anything. So it's a matter of just starting, or even if you don't know how to start, you join a community that is already moving and you can look around, you can recognize how these people are congregating, how they're coming together, how they're sharing resources, which is a big thing. And what you do, you can learn from that and you can branch off on your own, I think, and you would find your tribe, to say the least.
Creative and marketing professional Juran Paris. Friends and relatives of Ram merchant Danny bade farewell to the well-known businessman who was cremated according to Hindu rites at the Coral Ridge Memorial Gardens. Mr. Ram, who owned and operated our group of companies, passed away on April 21st. His wife of 62 years, Asha, Mrs. Ram Merchant Danny, said her husband loved people and treated them like family.
I thank all members, distinguished guests, friends, families who have come specially to pay respects to Mr. Ram Merchant Danny. He always looked on you as friends. He always said to me one thing: it is not blood which makes a family. It is the spirit of our past connections which make us family. We have a lot of family who are not blood related to us, but they would do anything for us.
Widow of the late Ram Merchant Danny, Asha, Mrs. Ram Merchant Danny. And Kamala Prasad Bisesar created history on Thursday when she took the oath of office, becoming the first woman to be sworn in as Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago on two separate occasions. Prasad Bisesar, a senior counsel who was first sworn in 2010 when she led the People's Partnership government, was sworn in by the President, Christine Kangalu, after she led her United National Congress coalition of interest group to a convincing victory in the general election that had been called for 4 months ahead of the second anniversary of the People's National Movement's second consecutive term in office. Senior Counsel John Jeremy, who served as the Attorney General in the previous PNM administrations between 2003 to 2007 and 2009 to 2010, was also sworn in as the new Attorney General. Recapping the headlines. National minimum wage in Barbados will increase from June 1st. The NUPW urges government to accelerate plans to roll out its building maintenance program. Barbados's most recent political party will not contest the May 21st by-election. Baka slams vulgar crop over releases and urges artists to raise the bar. And Kamala Prasad Bisesar is sworn in as Trinidad and Tobago's 9th Prime Minister, appointing PNM member John Jeremy as Attorney General. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.